Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we untangle all things housing and educate the curious. If you're looking for some entertainment with some honest, awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Jen, and this is My Life as a Landlord. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we are doing a lesson as a tenant. So with a tenant perspective, many of you who have been listening to the podcast know that I have five content buckets, as one is as a landlord, two is as a tenant, and then also as a real estate developer, as a real estate investor, and then other Salisbury adventures. Last week's show was all about why and how you as a landlord screen your tenants, but this week's show, as a tenant, what can you expect your landlord to do regarding maintenance? Now remember, maintenance is planned. Trouble calls are not. Trouble calls are things like stopped up toilet, towel bar fell down, things like that. You know, trouble calls are not planned items, but maintenance is planned. Now remember too, as a tenant, this is a business relationship with you and your landlord. You are paying rent. Your landlord is providing you a space in an asset. And this is a business relationship. You have to have good communication. You've got to make sure that you understand what are your responsibilities, what are the landlord's responsibilities. And to that end, what should you be expecting the landlord to help maintain? And this should be on a regular basis of some kind, and it should be planned. And if they need to enter your unit, they need to give you some proper notice, whatever that is in your area. And remember, that's very geographic specific. If you don't know the rules in your area, I highly recommend that you Google either your state or province and then housing laws or tenancy code, something, so you know as a tenant what are the requirements for proper notice. And there also might be some maintenance requirements as well. It depends on where you are. There are some maintenance items that are required. But let's get into it. What can you expect as a tenant from your landlord? Well, the first item that you can expect is weekly maintenance. Weekly maintenance you will see often. Things like emptying the garbage dumpsters. The laundry or common area should be cleaned. At least I'm thinking weekly, sometimes bi-weekly, but it depends on how many units you have. And this weekly maintenance can be weather dependent. Things like snow, bears. Up in Canada, we've got bears, and this is an issue. And so while the weekly maintenance is something that we plan, if there's a bear in the dumpster, obviously that's a trouble call. That's not only a trouble call, that's an emergency. We need to work on that. We need to get that dealt with. But the weekly maintenance should be something that you can see on a regular basis. You can depend on it. You know, things like some signage every Monday at between 9 and 12, the laundry is going to get cleaned. Nobody put their laundry in the machines at that time, right? That's weekly maintenance. As a tenant, that's pretty reasonable. You should expect that. You should expect things like the garbage can should be dumped if there's garbage in the common areas, things like that. Okay, so that's the first thing, weekly maintenance. Then you got monthly maintenance. Now, monthly maintenance can be very house or building specific. Things like light bulbs in the common areas, there's usually a requirement to check them on a monthly basis or even adjust the timers depending on your daylight swings in time. You know, some people have got daylight savings and sometimes it doesn't affect them at all. But light bulbs in the common area, that's a safety item. You've got to make sure that your stairs and your walkways are well lit. And the other thing for monthly maintenance items is safety items that aren't urgent, but they get picked up on a monthly basis. So things like there's a loose bolt on the handrail that you noticed. Okay, let's go get a wrench. Let's tighten that sucker up. Things like on the steps. If it's winter, you need to maybe we put roof shingles on some of the steps, right? Or you put paint with walnut chips in it so you don't skid when you're on the steps, if they're icy. Now, on a monthly basis, if you're inspecting this kind of stuff and you're walking around going, let's see, let's just make sure that the safety items on a monthly basis are, they're getting taken care of, but somebody's looking at them. And then they should be logging them as well. We have a log in one of our buildings that we have to maintain for the building inspector, for the fire captain. And that's one of the things, is they want the light bulbs checked on a monthly basis. Now, if you've noticed, the weekly maintenance items and the monthly maintenance items do not involve going into units. But the third item, which is annual or seasonal maintenance, does. So when we're doing annual maintenance, which is a planned event, usually takes 3 days to do annual maintenance. When we do annual maintenance on our units, it's something that we do as a company, that we enter all units. We have proper notice that we post and say, we're going to be conducting these checks in your units. And it's usually we check the sinks. We check the underneath the sinks for dripping water. We check if they've got a heat pump in there. We clean their filter and their heat pump. And we're checking smoke detectors. We're checking safety items in there. But we're also making sure that everybody's behaving and there's no mischief going on. There's no pot growing in the units if there's not supposed to be pot growing there. Making sure there's no cats or aquarium animals if they're not supposed to have that stuff. We're making sure that 10 people aren't staying in the unit and there's not bunk beds in the living room. Things like that. We are making sure that everything is as it should be, but we're also making sure that the basic safety items in the unit are taken care of and addressed. The walkthrough of these units can take 15 to 20 minutes per unit, but it also can go much faster. I do have our game plan for annual maintenance. And you know what? That's actually something I'm going to put on our website so you can see how we do our annual maintenance. There's a very specific thing that we do with a clipboard. It takes three people, a step ladder. It's very specific. And we've done this for so many years on a recurring basis that we've got it down pretty good as a system. When we give notice, when we actually conduct the inspections and we enter the units. And then when we do what's called annual maintenance recovery, which of course there is a repair list. If there's small items that can be addressed while we're in the unit, we will do that. But if it's something that's a bigger repair, not urgent, not a leaking, like gushing faucet, that's an emergency. But if it's something that needs to be addressed, like the door, let's say they've got a bifold door and the door is either broken or it's hitting the wall or causing some damage or something, that's something that we will schedule as a part of recovery from annual maintenance. Some of the other annual maintenance items that we do is we've got to test fire alarms, right? We actually just did this. You test the fire alarm. This is a scheduled test that you give proper notice. We actually even give notice to the neighbors so that if they hear the fire alarms going off, they don't call the fire department. Other annual maintenance items includes the building inspector. Sometimes the fire captain wants to walk through. At that point, they're looking for business licenses. They want to make sure our business license is not only posted, but current. They want to look at our logs. And sometimes they'll want to see in any vacant units. They don't want to enter and disturb any current tenanted units. But testing the fire alarm, when we actually test the fire alarm, we need to enter as many units as possible. And of course, this day and age, after COVID, if someone is COVID isolating, obviously that's a valid reason to not enter their unit. But we will take note and say, you know what, we didn't test this unit during the fire alarm. So during annual maintenance, we need to make sure we get in there. That's really important. The other thing for annual or seasonal maintenance, in the seasonal maintenance aspect, during the winter, snowfall removal, salting the sidewalks, that's something that we have to do. In the fall, leaf removals, and also making sure that the leaves, branches are not crowding the sidewalks or the parking area, making sure that the area is tidy. In the spring, when everything gets nice and green, including the algae on the buildings, we usually do a good power wash on the buildings and trim the trees. So either trim the hedges or trim the fruit trees. Try to keep the bears away if we can up in British Columbia. And then in the summer, when you've got a lot of good days, that's when we'll do things like roof repairs, gutter replacement, staircase upgrades, handrail upgrades. And that will be something that we usually coordinate with the tenants. Even though those items are outside of their units, it's important that they know if somebody's, you know, hammering on the staircase outside their unit, that they're not startled. They're included in this and saying, look, we're doing an upgrade. We need to make sure that maintenance is done. So good communication is key when you're doing any of the annual seasonal maintenance, whether the tenant realizes that this is going on or not. These are very strategic maintenance items. And in fact, as a tenant, you want to see landlords doing this. This means the landlords are not deferring maintenance. They're not putting things off. They're keeping things upkept. They're keeping the age and the longevity of the building. They're very aware of for example, the age of the roof. When was the last time the roof was either replaced or inspected or caulked around the sun windows? You know what I mean? So it just depends on the building itself. But as a tenant, it's a good thing to see your landlord doing some of these maintenance items. I highly encourage you as a tenant to be thankful when a landlord is doing this, because I know plenty of landlords do not do this. And as a result, when they go, there's some kind of a, I want to say catastrophe, there's some kind of emergency, and they realize that, you know, the roof has failed, and it's failed because nobody did maintenance along the way. We are trying to avoid that. And as a tenant, seeing your landlord do maintenance is a good thing. Okay, so I'm going to give a call to action. I would normally give a call to action to the tenants, but as a tenant, you're expecting your landlord. What kind of things can you expect from your landlord? So I'm going to turn this around. If you're listening to this as a landlord, the action item is actually on you on this one. If you don't have an annual maintenance program right now on your properties, I challenge you to create one. And take a look at the website, mylifeasalandlord.com. I'm going to have some templates on there, templates for proper notice, checklists, my checklist on how I do annual maintenance, and then the recovery of the annual maintenance. And the checklist is going to be very interesting to you, because it is literally, how do we do this? What items do you need before you do annual maintenance? What are we looking for? Why do we even go in? And then on the notice letters to the tenants, we say specifically, we're coming in during this time. And we usually give them 3 days and say, we're coming in on this day. And then we have 2 days for recovery. If there is something you want us to look at, please write it on this letter and put it on your fridge. So if you can imagine, guess what? On the checklist, when we first enter the unit, the first thing we check is the letter on their fridge? Because if it is, and they've got something there, we add it to our checklist. And we go, okay, they've got this light bulb is burned out, or this faucet is leaking. Okay, that needs to be looked at. It's a good way for the tenant to communicate with the landlord. So that's my call to action to the landlord. Create an annual maintenance program. Feel free to steal all of the items that I'm going to give you, the templates I'm going to give you on mylifeasalandlord.com. Maintaining your buildings, maintaining your asset, not only takes care of the tenant, it takes care of the asset for the long term. You really want that. Okay, here we go. So create your annual maintenance program. The next episode, next week, as a real estate developer, finding a contractor, part one. This is a long process for finding a contractor. So stay tuned next week. Our next episode, episode number 13, Finding a Contractor, Part 1. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you learned something. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us this week. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit our website at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. If you're looking for educational resources for getting into real estate investing, becoming a landlord, or even a better tenant, then I have a page on my website to get you started. Looking for a solution to the pickle that you're in? I have suggestions for that too. You can throw your situation on my Facebook group, My Life as a Landlord, and let our community help you with solutions also. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can either subscribe right now in the app you're listening to this podcast on, or you can sign up at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.